Shalom Vrach Bez Hashem, we're learning Mishnurin Simin Chav Ches, Sif Aleph, Koyach, Anu Simin, Dine Chalitzis at Tfilin, the lochos of taking off the Tfilin. So we finished learning how to put on the Tfilin in Simin Chav Zayin, the correct places of putting on the Tfilin, Shal Yad, Tfilin Shal Roish, the importance of reaching out to our Chaveirim, our friends, and bringing it to their attention if the Tfilin are not in the right spot. Now we are discussing here the importance of how to take off tefillin, as well as not to be mesiach das, not to take your mind off the tefillin. I'm going to read the words of the Mechaber. Before we actually see the Mishnah Brura, I want to share with you a little from the Aruch HaShulchan. Chayiv adam l'mashmesh betefillin b'chol shah. Shal yisiach daite mihem. A person has to mashmesh betefillin, touches tefillin. Now the words literally translate to mean b'chol shah at all times. As we'll see, obviously, it cannot mean that what it says at all times. How can you be davening? How can you be focusing on your tefillah? What's the reason the Mechaber gives? Shlo yisir daite mehem, because you don't want to take your mind off the tefillin. So if you're touching it, you're going to be focusing on the message of the tefillin, what the tefillin tells us. Yimashish b'shal yad, tefillah, first touch the shal yad, and then the shal roish. When you say the words, you should touch the shel yad. When you say the words of Shema, of the tefillin should be in between your eyes, you should touch the tefillin shel roish. So the Aruch HaShulchan Kedarka B'Kodesh, he brings the Gemara Menachas Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, where the Gemara tells us, Chayev Adam L'mashish B'Tfilin B'Chol Shah, person has to touch his tefillin at all times. One question you have to ask yourselves, when are we talking about? Are we talking about during davening? They used to wear tefillin the whole day. So we're talking about throughout the day, but not during davening. And the Gemara makes a Kal V'Chomer. Kal V'Chomer Mitzitz. What's the tzitz? The tzitz is that like headband that the Kohen would wear, and it would say, Kodesh L'Hashem. Okay, it would say, Kodesh L'Hashem. So, Matzitz, Shema El Askara Achas. The tzitz has one Askara. What's an Askara? Shema Hashem. There's a reference to Hashem's name, Kodesh L'Hashem. And what do we say by the tzitz? Chayav Adol Mashiv, Tfilin B'Chol Shah, Kav Chomi Tzitz. We learn that from tzitz. Just like by the tzitz, you have to, mimashish, you have to be aware. Amra Torah, v'haya amitzchay, Torah says it should be on your forehead, tamid, on a regular basis, shloi, to siach daite mimenu. That you don't want to take your mind off of the tzitz. Your attitude should be focused. That you're wearing the tzitz, kodesh l'Hashem. You're right now, you're focused to Hashem. Continues the Gemara, Tfilin, sheish ben askaris harbe. Tfilin has a lot of askaris. Tfilin has, what is askaris? Askaris Hashem Hashem. How many times throughout the Tfilin does it say Shem Hashem? 21 times. It's brought down 21 times. It says Shem Hashem in the Tfilin. So the Gemara makes a Kal V'Chomer. If by the tzitz, you have to be cognizant that you're wearing the tzitz, not to mesiach das, not to take your mind off of it. Kal V'Chomer. Even more so, you see this? You hear this? Only the kohen wears a tzitz. Every single yid, a man over the age of 13, is wearing a tefillin. And we're saying the tefillin has 21 askaris. 21 times Shem Hashem is mentioned. So much more so, you say over here, that you have to make sure not to mesiach das, not to take your mind off the tefillin. So we'll see in the Mishnah Brura and the place what they talk about is that during davening, you have to focus on davening. That's not what we're saying necessarily to touching your tefillin the whole time, because if you're touching tefillin the whole time, you're focusing on tefillin the whole time, you can't be focusing on davening. Now they used to wear tefillin the whole entire day. The point of the tefillin we're saying here is shleisir tasir dai tamim. Don't take your mind off the tefillin. What does it mean not to take your mind off the tefillin? What does that mean? It means a person should not be noyeg with kalus roish. What is tefillin? Tefillin keep the person in check, focused. I'm here, I'm carrying the shame Hashem on me. So the tefillin are telling me I have to behave in a certain way. Without kalus roish, without this lightheaded behavior. That's what the tefillin means. That's what it means, shalatisir, daite mihem. Don't take your mind off the tefillin. Says the Mishmur Sif Katan Aleph. Chayv Odom Mashish betfilin b'chol shoh. What does this mean? Perish b'chol shoh sheniska behem. Chayv Odom Mashish. Anytime you mention them, you have to touch them. Da'idei came through this niska lein todir. You'll remind yourself on a regular basis. Lo yovli day hesach hadas. You won't come to taking your mind off the mitzvah tefillin. Vay kidei l'saknam shle yazuz mim kaiman. Furthermore, that if you're touching the tefillin, you might notice, oh, it went out of the right spot. So now you'll fix it and put it in the right spot. Sif katan beit shlo yasir daitoi ve'esa tefilo ein tzarech l'mashish behem. So it says during davening, that's not when you have to touch them. So you see very clearly, the Mishmur is clarifying for us that it doesn't mean necessarily during davening. So if it's not during davening, when also we are wearing our tefillin? Ah! So they used to wear the tefillin the whole day. So that's what he's referring to. Now we do know there are certain places of Kriya Shema that we have in Hagim or Bechas Kriya Shema of touching the tefillin. When we say Ukshat Moesadecha, when you say Tutavis Beyanecha, we do touch the tefillin. But the point is that you have to do it Mamish Bechol Shah, as the Lashon of the Mechaber says, at every single moment. That's not what it means. Sif katin gimel b'shel yad. So the mechaber told us that v'mashish b'shel yad chila. What should you touch first? First the shel yad. The shel yad smuch aloy l'mashish shoy, because the shel yad is smuch aloy. It's closer to it, closer to your hands. Your shel roish is above you, above your head, to your head. So there is a concept, as he tells us here, ve'ein avir in ala mitzvahs. Going back to Simon Chofhei, when we had the discussion of Ein Ma'avir in Ala Mitzvahs, which we learned is a Deraisa, you don't want to pass over a mitzvah. So you don't want to go to Shel Yerosh first, you want to first touch the Shel Yad. Sifkot and Dalit, touch the Shel Yad first. And afterwards the shalroish. So here's a scenario. Your hand happens to be near your head, so you go to touch your shalroish. And as you're about to touch your shalroish, you notice it's off-centered. It's not in the right spot. Maybe it's a little too low. So then your focus is now on the tefillin, and then you realize your shel yad is also in the wrong place. So what should you do? So we just mentioned, your hand that's closer to your shel yad, you should go to that first, because eim avir nal mitzvahs. But in this case, we're saying no. In this case, fix the shel yad first, and then the shel roish. Why? Because now, as Mishmur explains, because we'll be able to fulfill tzorich lahachzor shel yad tchila al mekoyim, fix the shel yad, put it in the right spot. Because the pasuk says, ukshartem lo'oyis al yodecha. You should bind them on your arm. V'hadar, and then afterwards it says, v'hadar, and afterwards it says, ul'toytov is b'yanecha, it should be toytov is between your eyes. That was Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph tells us that we should be touching our tefillin, not necessarily referring to throughout davening, because throughout davening, you have to be davening, you have to focus on davening. There are times, nivim in hagim, we have a touching the tefillin. For example, b'seches yedecho mazvil chol chai rotzon, that those have a minig to touch the shel yad and then the shel roish. As we had mentioned as well, when we say we touch the mention of the tefillin, ukshat mo'es yedecho, b'dlutoy tovis be'yinecho, that those are Toshet Tefillin, Kisset Tefillin at that point in time. And there's another one which many have the custom as well, and I just talked to a friend of mine who is a Sfardi, and he showed me as well, by Minig Sfardim, they touch over there also, and that's the beginning of Birchas Krishma, of Birchas Yoitza or Uvari Choyshech. And I told him, Bapshat, that one of the reasons I saw brought down as to why we touch the tefillin specifically by Yoitza or Uvari Choyshech, is because the Pasuk says, in Loibris Yom Volayla Chukash Mayim Varas Loisamti, which means that the lack of a millisecond of Limud HaTorah in this world would take this world out of existence. What keeps the world running? Right now, gas is very expensive. You have to put gas in your car if you want it to run. What's the gasoline, the energy, lahavdil, to keep the world running? It's Talmud Torah. So when we're saying the bracha of the sun, Yoitzer Ar, Uvayri Choyshech, Bechus Kriyashma, and without the sun in its right place and giving us the heat and the light, we wouldn't exist. We have to remind ourselves that this existence of the world is only through Limud HaTorah. That's what we touched the tefillin, specifically at that point in time. Yoitzer Ar, Uvayri Choyshech. We touched the tefillin. So what's tefillin? Tefillin is not Torah. Ah, tefillin is Torah. Because the pasuk says, L'man tiyah Torah Hashem b'ficha. The purpose of the tefillin is to bring us to L'man tiyah Torah Hashem b'ficha, that the Torah Hashem should be b'ficha in your mouth. So that's one of the reasons brought down as to why we specifically touch Nishal Yad and Sharoish by the beginning of the bracha, Yoitzer Ar Uvayrei Choshech. Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Tefillin shel Rosh Chodesh Tchila, Mishum Nichsiv Hayilu Toitavis Beinecha. Kol Zman Shebeinecha, Yushtayim. Which tefillin do you take off first? Take off tefillin shel Rosh. Why do you take off the tefillin shel Rosh first? Because the Mechaber tells us, based on the Gemara, that Kol Zman Shebeinecha, when it's in between your eyes, you should have two on. You should have two tefillin, two sets of two tefillin, the shel Yad and the shel Rosh. So what do? You take off the shel Rosh first, so now you don't have two on, then you only have the shel Yad. But if you take off the shel Yad first, it's a backwards approach. Once again, tefillin shel Rosh chodes b'tchila mishum nechziv vaydu toitavis beinecha. Kol zman shebeinecha, if it's beinecha, you shtayim. You have to have two. Says the Mishmur Sif Katan, hey, chodes b'tchila, ach shemese gimel kriches me'etzba. First, take off the three finger wrappings of the ritzuas from your fingers. And the main reason for that is because you want to have a good capability of moving your hand to hold your tefillin well. And we're going to see in a second also that if you're a righty, so you want to take out the tefillin with your left hand. And if you're a lefty, you want to take out the tefillin with your right hand. And what's the reason for that? Because normally a person is more comfortable to use his dominant hand to do things. Here we want to show, I don't want to take off the tefillin. I'm doing it in a slower fashion. Similarly, we find when the person takes his three steps back after Shemona Esrei, he should use his left foot to go back first. When he comes closer to Hashem, you should take your right foot to come closer to Hashem. When you want to go away, after, at the end of Shemona Esrei, you take your left foot back first. Same concept over here. According to our minhag that we put in the tefillin shel yad standing up, so you also have to take off the tefillin standing up. The same way you do the hanacha, the placement of the tefillin, so too you take off the tefillin as well. Like we just mentioned, there are those, he calls them the chachamim, who would take off the tefillin shel yad with their weaker hand, their left hand, to show that it's difficult for me now to have to separate myself from the tefillin, to take off the tefillin. If you're a lefty, take off the tefillin with your right hand. This expresses the same concept, that is difficult. You don't want to take off the tefillin right away. You want to stay with the mitzvah. The next part of the sif discusses the placement of the tefillin in the zekel in the bag. And the Mechaber says, Sorich lachleit tefillin shel roish umud. We said, take out the tefillin shel roish standing up. Take out the tefillin shel roish when you're standing up. V'yaniach batik shel roish v'olov shel yad. So the words say, put the tefillin shel roish in the bag. V'olov, which normally, what does olov mean? Olov usually means on top. So, olov normally means what? On top. So it sounds like the Mechaber is telling us to put the shel yad on top of the shel roish. We'll see if that's what it means. But that's what the words sound like. V'olov shel yad. And on it, what's the it? On the shel roish, the shel yad. Why? Kedei kishe yavoy lahanicham. So that the next morning, the next day, when you come to put in your tefillin, which tefillin you want to meet first?
Yad.
The yad. Because you start with the yad first. So it sounds like that's what he means, to put the yad on top of the shel roish. So this way, when I put my hand in the bag, I'll take out the yad first. Yivgo b'shel yad tchila. Let's take a look at Mishmur Siv Kotten Hei. Choylitz tchila. First we take off the shel roish. And once again he repeats, Achar shemeyuse gimel krichas me'etzba. After I take off the three rabbins around my finger, around my fingers, Ma'umad, we should take it off standing up. Hu adin hasoras hakrichas shel ha'etzba. So too, the removal of the krichas of the finger should also be done standing up. That's minig by Ashkenazim. Should also be done standing up. According to our minig that we put in the shel yad, gamkein mu'umad, in other words, by minig Ashkenaz, not minig Sfarad. Tzarech gamkein lecholtz mu'umad. You also have to take them off, take off the shel yad, also standing up. Like we said a few lines above, the same way you put on the tefillin standing up, so too you take off the tefillin standing up. I just did this already. So what are we up to here? Could be I did this before we even saw the Mishnah Berurah here. One second. Yeah, we are. We did see that already, of course. We're up to Sifkat and Zayin. V'olov shel yad. Okay. V'olov shel yad. So we had a little chazara from 5 minutes ago. Kosav abach. V'chein hataz. You have the father-in-law and the son-in-law. They both agree. That's nice. Okay. Kosav abach v'chein hataz. Early in Simul Chafei Sifkat and Yud. Dahayinu shiyas et tik aruch. V'tsar. Should make the bag, the tefillin bag, long and narrow. Shiyumunachim ze agabi ze. You should have one agabi ze on top of the next. V'amogin avram kosav. It's better the yoyiser toiv liyitein tefillin ze b'tzad ze. That the tefillin should be side by side, not literally on top of each other, but side by side. V'chei noyegin, and that's the minhag. And this that the Mechaber writes, Umashi Kosav Mechaber, V'olov Shel Yad, and you should put the Shel Yad on top. Sounds like on top of the Shel Roish, explains here the Mishnah Berurah, Perush Yitnoi, Ktsas Litzad Mailo, a little in front of the Shel Roish, Kedei Livgoy Bohem Tchilo, in order that you'll come to the Shel Yad first. Now, what he's referring to, I believe, is as follows. You have a tefillin bag that you can make wide. And this way you have on the right side, or we'll discuss in the second actually, on one side you have the shel roish, and the next side the shel yad. You could also make your tefillin bag a little longer and a little narrow on the sides to the point where it's not the best, it's a little hard to put the two side by side, but rather one is protruding a little in front of the next. And that's what he discusses over here, where this way your hand will come to the shel yad first, because that's the last one you put in. Now, before we go to the next piece of this sif katan, I want to share with you like this. What's the reason why the Magen Avraham is saying you should not put the shel yad specifically on top of the shel roish?
Shel roish is more kodesh.
Oh, excellent. Because the roish is more kodesh. That's why we first put in the talis, then the Shalyad, and then the Shal Rosh. Mailin b'kodesh v'emarid, and go up in Kedusha. So the Rosh is more Kodesh. I want to just share with you that there are some tefillin containers. Tefillin containers. It's in the shape of a container with a twist cap. And according to the Magen Avraham, you have to know if according to the Taz, the Bach and Taz, maybe it's not a problem. But according to the Magen Avraham, it definitely seems like it's a problem. Why? Because how does it work? You put the Shel Rosh in first. There's only one other option. The Shel Yad goes on top of the Shel Rosh. Now, according to the way we just explained, the Olov of the Mechaber doesn't mean on top of the Shel Rosh. It means in front of the Shel Rosh. So you should not be putting the Shel Rosh, or rather the Shel Yad, on top of the Shel Rosh. So there's a bit of an issue, according to Magen Avraham, the way the Mishmur is explaining over here, the fact that the Shel Yad has less Kedusha and is being placed on top of the Shel Rosh. Now we're going to discuss where in the bag should one be putting the Shel Yad. First, I'm going to share with you what the Mishmur says, then I'll tell you what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Sefer Shulchan Shloimeh Kosev the Toiv Shiyu HaTefillin Shel Yad B'Tzad Yemin Shel Atik. The Tefillin Shel Yad should be where? On the right side of the bag. Tefillin Shel Yad should be on the right side of the bag. What does that mean? That means on the left side is Shel Rosh. Gan Kemi Tamze. Fine. The Aruch HaShulchan says the opposite. Aruch HaShulchan says in Simin Chafei Siv Kotni Yutes as well as Chafches Ches Shahminu Glaniach HaShel Rosh B'Yemin HaTik V'Hashel Yad B'Smol. Now you have the Mishnah Berurah, you have the Aruch HaShulchan. There are those that will explain that the right side, as we know, is more Chashuv, so therefore like the Aruch HaShulchan you put the Rosh on the right side. You have to know what's the reason for the Shulchan Shloimei that the Mishnah brings down over here to put the Shel Rosh on the left side. Whether you follow the approach of the Mishnah Berurah or the Aruch HaShulchan, you're totally fine. Just make sure you always know where you're putting your Shel Yad, because that's the one you want to take out first. And we don't want to take out the Shel Yad then put it down to be Maver Al HaMitzvah to put on the Shel Rosh. You see it the other way around. You don't want to take out the Shel Rosh first and then put it down and put in the Shel Yad first, because you want to fulfill Ukshartem to put in the Shel Yad first, and then Toitova is then put in the Shel Rosh. So when it comes, let's say a person accidentally takes out his tefillin first before his talis, he should put on his tefillin before his talis, because you don't want to be Maver La Mitzvah. But when it comes to the tefillin, because of the connection between the Shel Yad, the order of the Shel Yad and the Pasuk, then the Shel Rosh, you specifically want to do that. Therefore, what you're going to have to do is put down the Shel Rosh. So just make sure you know you always put your Shel Yad in the same place and your Shel Rosh in the same place. And this is now going to get into a discussion over here, that sometimes by Rosh Chodesh, when people take off both the Shel Yad and Shel Rosh first, quickly, right away, because they want to damage one Esrei with a Tzibur, be careful that when you wrap them up, you make sure to put them in the right spot. Because sometimes it can be confusing. The next morning you come out and you're looking at, you're holding your Shel Rosh, you're like, wait a minute, that's not my Shel Rosh. It says Shel Rosh, but it has to be my Shel Yad. You're like looking at it like, oh, no, you just took out the Shel Rosh, not the Shel Yad. And that's Rosh Chodesh time, this can happen sometimes like this. And that's what he discusses over here. They always make two bags. Echad l'Shel Yad v'echad l'Shel Rosh. One bag for the Shel Yad, one bag for the Shel Rosh. This I've never seen, by the way. Ach gam bishnei kisin yoyse toyu shizor lite na kis shel yad ktsas letzad maila. So he says even when you have two bags, it's better to make sure you put the shel yad bag higher up, that your hand will come to it first. Kedei sheyifko behem tchilu v'lo yaver al hamitzvah sedas ataz le'el sim chafei de gam al yedei kis shayich ma'aver al hamitzvah. So what he's referring to is that you want to put the placement, even if the tefillin are in a separate bag, the Shel Rosh is in one bag, the Shel Yad is in a different bag, you want to make sure that your hand will come to the bag of the Shel Yad first. Because according to the Taz, if your hand comes to the tefillin bag and you pass over it, that's called Maver al HaMitzvah. Now others will be more lenient and say that the tefillin is not mizumun lefana. The tefillin is not in front of you right now. The tefillin bag is in front of you. So it's not called maver la mitzvah. But the Taz says no. If you're taking your hand and passing over the tefillin, you'll be maver la mitzvah, even if it's in the bag. So that's why he's saying, in order to avoid and also to fulfill, in order to avoid maver la mitzvah and to fulfill the opinion of the Taz, which lechatchila we want to try to fulfill the opinions of the other Rishonim and Acharonim as well. Make sure the Shel Yad bag is in front of you so you won't have to pass over the Shel Rosh. Those people make bags for their tefillin. They should put a little sign, Shel Yad on it, Shel Rosh on it. This way you know which tefillin goes into which bag. Why? Because number one, you'll be careful to take out the right one from the right bag. Second reason, as Reb Nachum said earlier, that since the Shel Rosh has more kedusha, as we'll see later on in Mem Beis. So therefore, like this. Unless you make a Tanai condition about the bags, which we'll get to, Mitzvah Shem, at the end of Hilchas Tefillin, the bag that you put your Tefillin Shel Rosh in has more Kedusha. The Tefillin Shel Rosh kiss, the bag for Tefillin Shel Rosh, has a higher level of Kedusha than the Tefillin Shel Yad bag. So therefore, you don't want to switch bags around. You don't want to put the Tefillin Shel Rosh in the lower level bag, Kedusha's bag. So that's why you want to put the sign on it to make sure you're putting the tefillin in the right bag. At the end of Siv Beis, the Mechaber told us that v'olo shel yad kidei shekishek yovoy lahanicham yivga b'shel yad chila. So you want to put, as we explained in Mishnah Brura, you want to put the tefillin shel yad before the tefillin shel roish. So this way, you'll put in the Shel Yad first. You'll meet the Shel Yad first and you put it on first. Well, it's starich lahavar la mitzvah, success, the Mishnah and Sifkot and Ches, you won't have to pass over the mitzvah if the Shel Rosh is first. Nachni zar, to be careful, Shlo Yachlitz, Shel Yad, ad she'niach Shel Rosh v'sechitik. So the Mishnah spells it out very clearly. He says, don't take off your Shel Yad until you first put away Shel Rosh. Why? Because this way you're going to avoid this concern of putting the Shel Rosh on the wrong side and taking out the wrong one. Kedesh lo yishkach v'yiniach Shel Yad t'chila v'sechatik, that you shouldn't forget. Kedesh lo yishkach v'yiniach Shel Yad t'chila v'sechatik, and put the Shel Yad first inside of the tik. Let's see one more halacha here. In fact, this will be finishing off Simon Chof Ches. And the Mechaber says, Minog ha-chachamim. It's a minog of the chachamim. It's interesting watching there, the wise men, the wise people. The nashek at tefillin, v'shas hanachason, or v'shas chalitzason. To kiss the tefillin when you put it on, and to kiss the tefillin when you put it away. What's pshat chachamim? Because the wise person understands what's valuable in life. What's valuable in life? There are those that when the mitzvah of sukkah is over, as they leave the sukkah, they kiss the sukkah. It's a mitzvah. You're saying goodbye. You kiss your child. When the child's going out, off to yeshiva, or wherever the child's going, you kiss the child goodbye. You should kiss the child hello. So too, we have an affection of love. So it's a chacham who realizes the value of life is something. So he's kissing the mitzvah. It says the Mishnah Brura, v'shatz chalitzosan, when you wrap up, the tefillin, don't put the ritzus on top of the bayis. Lo yichrucha ritzus al abatim. Elo b'tzdodi abatim al titura, but rather on the sides of the batim. V'yesh noegim lekorchon kikunafayim al sheim kanfe yoyna. There are those that have the minug, it's a chava of ours over here in town, I see he does it like this, to wrap the tefillin and like the flaps of the shel roish are out, And it looks like they say, like a kanfiyon, like the wings of a dove. Based on the Gemara in Shabbos, in the Mice over there, when the Roman was running after the Yid, and he says, "What's in your hand?" Because there was a decree, you can't wear tefillin. And he put his tefillin in his hands, and he says, "It's a bird in his hand," and out opens his hands, and the bird flies out. Okay. So based on that nace that happened. When you wrap your ritzus in the sides of the tefillin, you hold your tefillin with your hand, what you should do is like this. You hold the tefillin stationary. This is something that you notice sometimes people do the opposite, which the Mishnah says is incorrect. You should wrap the ritzua, move your hand, the right hand is moving the ritzuas, the straps, and keep the tefillin itself stationary. Don't hold the ritzuas in your hand stationary and flip around the tefillin. That's not derech kovet. Gam kishenoitla tefillin mekison. So too, when you take out the tefillin from the bag, the tefillin zekel, lo yinareim, don't shake the tefillin out of the bag. Don't shake the tefillin out. You want to take the tefillin out of the bag. Elo noitlum biyodim yitoich akis, take it from the bag with your hand. Tik tefillin is also b'shol shatnis, kimoi met pachas tfarim. The bag of the tefillin, brings the prima godim, is also to have shatnis in it. Okay? Make sure there's no wool and linen. Just like the covering of a Sefer Torah as well is also to have shatnis. And Mr. Shem, next year we continue with Simon Chavtes, one halacha. Ein levarech shum bracha kishachet tefillin. Don't make a bracha when you take off the tefillin. And we'll stop here.